Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, October 2nd, 2023.
No.
Yep. Okay, I'll call the Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. Would you stand and join me in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, call the roll, please. Cherie?
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order's items on the agenda if necessary. The first item on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone that would like to address the board on any item not on the agenda? All right.
Leave it up.
Seeing none, we will then move on to item two. Oh, I'll do that in the hearing for the 1 and 6. Okay. Item two is consent agenda. This consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, September 18th, 2023, approval of payroll claims, September 17th to 30th. There were no claims. Approval of.
What about the two pickups?
Approval of counts.
It's on the clipboard. The two pickups.
Oh.
It had a little.
I was told there were no claims.
Flag on them.
So we'll grab them.
Okay.
Yeah, would you grab them? Thanks, Jolene. Yeah, I asked, and there were none.
Yeah, we picked them up last week.
Okay.
I didn't lie to him. He wasn't going to get paid for them, didn't I? I took him down there. I was like, you really trust these guys? They're not going to pay for these trucks. I know where you live.
Yeah.
I know where you guys are. I know where to find you.
Bob might have missed the little yellow sticky.
Okay. All right. I see that. Okay, thank you. All right, so that includes those two items. Also, the approval of payroll claims, approval of accounts payable, and approval of the clerk to discuss for clerk of district court cost allocation plan with maximum for child support computation of indirect cost allocation rates. All of those are in order, so I would entertain that motion.
I'd make a motion.
Okay, motion by Marty.
I'll second.
Seconded by Troy to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, item then three is new business and resolution at 3:10. Do we need to wait till 3:10? Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll come back to that. We'll move on then to, let's do C, Jolene Goebel's requesting board to approve the annual road report. Jolene.
Hello.
Hi, Jolene.
Hello.
So the annual report, first page, second page is, was our expenses, our projected expenses, what we actually spent, and then our budget for the next year. The third page is our revenue, what we budgeted, what we actually got in, and what we are budgeting or expecting for the next year. Oh, that's the fourth page, sorry. And then all the projects we did in the last year, the road and bridge contracts. And then we went through and did inventory of all our supplies, equipment, everything on the inventory, tools, signs, oil, bridge planks, everything. So there's several pages of our inventories. And then the last page is our cost analysis of all our vehicles, broke down per mile or per hour costs. Any questions?
Just a second. Am I missing the back end of the, we have the contracts?
Okay.
So I emailed everything to you guys, and maybe I just need to start. It was quite a few pages.
Okay.
And so to speak, because it's all emailed to you guys in your email.
Yeah.
If you want me to start printing every page of every document in the email.
No, that's fine. I can
print it for you, though.
Jolene, I did have a question just glancing through these earlier. On the under road contracts, it's on the back of the second page, 512.07 on culverts. There's that large number. There was just nothing in last year, and then this year, 588.
Where are you?
I don't know where you are.
It's under...
What page? Road and bridge contract report, right?
Page 203, page. It's on the back of your page 203, says 203 at the top.
Oh,
so the back of that page.
Oh, okay. So okay. I don't have stuff printed on the back. Okay.
So the 512-07 structures culverts. See that where it's 588 this year? Just curious on that number. There's none last year.
Oh, okay. So you're looking at the estimated expenses for the next year.
Right, right.
Okay.
It's just a big number. There was nothing last year. I don't know if it was
I think she has it on the 1-6. Once we get to that, you'll see
where everything is.
Where everything's going to go on the 1-6. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a combination. So this is a combination of road budget, road improvement, hard surface, federal bridge, federal roads, all of my budgets condensed into this report.
So. And that's just a number.
Right.
That is shown off of the 1-6.
Right.
Is what it is. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't mean
it's what we're hoping.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, once the 1-6 comes up, yeah, it'll all make sense. But a legitimate question, though.
It's just a big number.
Yeah.
I just figured it was a...
And I do recall of seeing the many pages on email. Okay. But and it's fine. I just think that maybe next time, I'm just throwing this out there, but on something like this, as she's going over it, because I think that maybe we should have all the pages.
Yeah, just to refer.
Just so we can drill her and ask her questions about it. Just kidding. But anyways, just something like that, you know. But as far as everything needing to be printed off, no. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
anything else on this? Any other questions on that for Jolene?
I'll make a motion on the annual report here. She's requesting the board to approve the annual report, the road report. I'll make a motion to approve the annual report that Jolene presented and what she emailed us.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the road report. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item D, board to approve resolution 23C-032, signing of the county annual certification of program compliance form 2023.
We technically shouldn't do that, so we have our 1-6 hearing.
Okay.
But we could drop down to E.
All right, we'll do E then. Board to approve resolution 23C-033, signing of project program agreement, HSIPSTWD-203, with the Nebraska Department of Transportation regarding the statewide STOP program.
So this is what I presented last time, but there was a resolution attached to it that needs to be signed. So this is for all the stop and stop ahead signs.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to definitely apply for that 100 and some signs.
Yeah, there's 157.
I mean, that's that's a no-brainer, especially if they're going to give out stop signs. And yeah, so, okay, so that is on, is that E?
That's
right?
E.
Okay,
that's
so Resolution 23C-033, the signing of the project program for the Nebraska Department of Transportation, the statewide stop sign program. I would definitely make a motion to approve that so we can see if we can get funded for some signs.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Floyd?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. So jumping back up, it is now 3:10. We'll go back to A, which is a public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer oral or written support, opposition, or make neutral comment regarding the presentation of the Dakota County 1- and 6-year road plan with proposal to adopt said plan. So at this time, I will open the hearing and ask for anyone wishing to speak in favor of Dakota County's 1- and 6-year road plan.
Okay, I was just going to say, so as you can see, the first, I hope you guys have all of this, the front and back is all our proposed projects, and then the third page is everything we completed last year, which coincides with the project completion list on that annual report.
Yeah, we have that.
Okay.
We have that.
Do you have the third page, Bob?
The complete projects?
No,
we do not have that.
Did you want to see my copy, Marty? Or?
No, I just.
I missed the third page. It's right.
You want to see it?
What? Yeah, I would. If that's okay, real quick.
Why don't you run and make copies quick?
And so it has. I can do that if you want me to.
Yeah.
Okay. It has the cost. So the projected projects estimated cost, when we're hoping to get them done within the 1 year up to 6 years, and then the completed projects have when they were completed and what the actual cost was on them.
So the 1 and 6, are they ranked?
Which ones we're hoping
to But they can be done anyway. Anyway,
this is just kind of what you're thinking.
Just because they're on here doesn't...
They can't be pushed back.
They can be pushed back. Yeah. They can be taken off. It's just
a matter
of priority, funding, all of that stuff.
I know. While Cherie's making that copy, I have a letter that was sent to us and wanted to be added to the record. And I'm not sure. I don't know if it falls under the in favor or opposition. I think it's just a suggestion. So I'm going to call it a in favor letter.
Yeah, because it's for M Avenue paving, mm-hmm. which is still on the 1 and 6 plan.
Right. So while Cherie's gone, I'm going to just read this. You guys bear with me while I read this letter. This is when somebody lives on M. Her name is Caitlin Livingston. She's been here before to some of our meetings on M Avenue. So as a member of the Hubbard community for over 3 years now, I am greatly disappointed. So I guess, well, anyway, and in the condition of the deterring road of M Avenue, because we have two truck companies that do the majority of their business on our road, and because the town decided to put a stop sign at the bottom of the hill, our road conditions have become very poor and continue to get worse. As someone who lives on the hill, I see people having to drive on the wrong side of the road constantly just to be able to get up there with their boat or camper on their way to the state park. Further, trucks are flying by the road 24/7, and with the stop sign at their nascence, grading the road only helps for a short amount of time before it becomes so bad again that it rattles your whole vehicle trying to gain traction on the hill. I have to keep sandbags in the back of my truck the entire year just to make it up to my own house safely so my pickup does not go up sideways. This road needs the attention before someone gets killed. This state park is a beautiful attraction to many and brings a lot of people from all over three states to our county for extra revenue. The fact that Dakota County cannot take care of the main road that enters the state park so we can continue to have visitors back to this great recreational area is appalling. Instead, we are focusing on other areas, other area roads that are not in as bad of condition as M Avenue. For those who don't have to drive it every day, it might not seem so bad. In fact, a previous commissioner on the board once called it the best road in Dakota County. I was there at that meeting when he said that. I can tell you from my experience that I drive on roads 95% of my week. I have driven on way better roads than M Avenue, even in our own county. This is personal to me because it is affecting the very road I live on. I see the dangers of it every day as I watch people drive up that hill, whether they are local or out-of-towners. I have talked to my neighbors, and we all are willing to do what it takes to get this road paved. I know that I caused the majority of the problem because of where my driveway and house sit, but I would work with you to make something happen. Please consider putting M Avenue back on your road plan list. It is desperately needed, and we should not have to have accidents before it comes to our attention. I have been looking into additional options for us, as I know paving is expensive and only rising higher and higher in price. There is a product called Dustlock I am very familiar with, as the grain elevators I manage are using it to control dust, washboarding, and much more on their property. Dustlock is a great resource similar to mineral oil, but better for cars and holding road conditions, and is made from a soybean product. We are currently using it on some of my facilities, and it has helped tremendously with the amount of truck traffic damaging the road during harvest. Because the product aims at dust and washboarding, I believe this product would help tremendously on M Avenue as a temporary solution until a more permanent one can be reached. The main issue of M Avenue is the terrible washboarding that occurs on the hill due to the stop sign at the bottom of it. This causes a lot of danger to those driving on it, so we could find a solution to help with that. The majority of the risk would be taken away. The Nebraska Soybean Board was given half-cost grants to those who applied, and I did apply for this product to be distributed on M Avenue and the park earlier this year to see if it could be an option for us. Should we have received it, I would have come to the board with information on the product. Unfortunately, we did not receive the grant as they focused more on agricultural uses, but encouraged me to reapply next year as parks and recreation areas would be the focus of next year's grants. I would like the board to consider either taking the opportunity to apply for that grant next year at half cost so we may see if it is a solution, or research it on our own behalf to see if something to help put cost into maintaining the road on a regular basis. If it is a product, you only have to apply once a year and is well worth the investment if it saves only one life driving on the opposite side to avoid rattling their vehicles while going up the hill. I am more than happy and willing to help with you learning more about this product, and can give you updates and pictures of what our grain facilities have done to use this product in practice. I know that M Avenue has been a hard one to tackle for the board, but the community members here would be so grateful if you would please continue to keep it top of mind as you continue your agendas. For those passing by once a month, it isn't the most terrible road they've ever been on. But for those of us who drive it on a daily basis, it has become a nightmare for us and dangers we see every day. If paving can't be considered on the 1 and 6 year plan of Dakota Road improvements, please consider making Dustlock part of your maintenance plan for M Avenue. Something has to be done before we have to learn our lesson the hard way. Myself and my neighbors are dedicated to helping you in any way we can as future plans for paving may be considered. In the meantime, I ask that you please keep M Avenue at the top of the discussion list on how you as a board member can make it a better road for locals and out-of-town people to drive on as they embark on a fabulous recreational area we have right here in our own county. Thank you for your time and commitment to our county. If you have more questions or want more information from me on Dust Lock for M Avenue, please call me anytime. Cadrian Livingston, residents of M Avenue on Cemetery Hill. So that is Cadrian's letter for the record on M Avenue. We know it's
Dust Lock. Has anybody heard of it?
I have not, but I have been talking with Gwen from EnviroTech, and they have a stabilization product kind of similar to this, and we were kind of looking at maybe doing it in the spring next year before everybody started heading out to the lake. But she quoted me about $10,000
to $15,000. From the start to the lake?
From M Avenue,
yep.
Or from 200th Street, that mile to the lake. So after the bridge.
Yep.
And but anyway, similar to this product, it's about good for a year. Then if you keep reapplying it, it has residual effect and will get better and better type of thing. They go in about 4 to 6 inches and then just keep adding the product and applying it back and forth and then packing it down good. So it's down there in the road. I sent emails to everybody. I don't know if you guys had a chance to kind of look at that and see some of the testimonials, but I don't know if that's an option to look at.
Julian, is that one we talked
no,
about?
No, I never could get that guy to get back to me.
Okay.
So,
you know, it probably, I like the idea of it, okay? The only thing that concerns me is what happens if, you know, it's a hill, and it's a good hill, and it starts to get washboardy, and then, of course, on a liability standpoint, the county has to go out there and start blading. Is that, you know, it's kind of like the mag. You know, once you blade over that mag, you know, and we let people in the county do it with a
right.
with a request that, hey, we're putting in front of my place. But we know that once it gets rough, you know, we have the right to come in and say, okay, this is became a situation and we need to blade it.
My guess is with this stuff, you know, being actually worked into the road, you know, 4 to 6 inches deep, that, you know, when if you did fix the road and roll it again, I think that you probably wouldn't lose the stuff there.
Yeah,
is toppy
because
it is applied on the top.
Because it's in deep.
I think that would probably make a difference.
I could check with Gwen and see. Would you guys be interested in a presentation?
I think
it's necessary.
Okay.
I really do.
Yeah.
Is spring the best time to apply that?
Well, you know,
it would be the only time to apply it, wouldn't it be?
Well, the reason why we're looking at it is before all the campers and boats
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
I mean, it's too late.
Out there.
You can't do it
you
now.
You wouldn't want to do it this year because then you would,
yeah.
with all the snow and all of that stuff,
it.
You're kind of...
If they could come in and sell us for $10,000-$15,000, if that's what we think is going to work and it's this and that, definitely a springtime to see where it goes.
Okay.
You know?
And I'll look into this Dust Lock, too,
mm-hmm.
see what kind of grants there are. And
yeah.
And maybe see how similar the products are. Maybe it's basically the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think we'd definitely be interested in looking at that.
Okay.
Okay, so anyone, so that we'll enter that letter from her then as part of the agenda here today. Anyone else here to speak in favor on the 1 and 6 year road plan? Yes.
Can I just ask a question? Since I don't know what all is on the plan. Can you give me an idea, looking at it, which one you say is a priority?
Oh, you can. We'll get you a copy, Gene. Also,
we're doing an overlay of the blacktop on the road out of the backside of Dakota City here that is so beat up.
Oh,
that's one of them.
That's
yeah.
really
yeah.
There,
yeah
that's right there on the back too. But
that's
anyways,
a different priority.
That's first thing in the spring, I think,
yeah.
May, because that's going to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah.
But I think if you're what you're looking at is like some culverts and etc.
Oh.
Some things that you know, and you can see on the year where it says 23-24
mm-hmm.
of what our plans are, and then of course it goes 24-25.
And again, like we said, there's no order of that.
And the ones closest to the top are some we've already actually started already. So that's why I have them first thing, because they're actually in progress or soon to start.
Okay, and so then that Cramper Road, that's not really part of this. Where you guys are looking at the sign and all of that by their Cramper Lake.
This is, the letter that we just read was regarding Cramper. That was regarding M Avenue, which is the road to the lake.
Okay, very good. Okay, so this was part of this. Okay, very good.
You betcha.
M Avenue is number 15. That deals with the Cramper Lake.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yep.
Any other support on the 1 to 6 year plan? If not, is there any opposition testimony on the 1 and 6? Any neutral testimony? Any other questions from the board as we go forward here?
I don't believe so. Thank you, Sheree, for giving us a copy. And then she also gave us a map. Mm-hmm. Showing where everything last year, what was done.
Yep.
Okay, so if there are no other comments on that, I will close the hearing then on the 1 and 6 year road plan at 3:26. And we'll move on to then item B, board to approve adoption of the 1 and 6 year road plan.
I'll make the motion.
I'm sorry, I wasn't even paying attention. You make a motion, I'll second it. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention there for a second.
Troy motioned, Scott seconded to approve the 1 and 6 year road plan. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. I think we covered all through A through D, or A through E, didn't we? Or did we do D? We need D yet. So board, item D, board to approve resolution 23C-032, signing the county annual certification of program compliance form 2023. Jolene, any comments on this one?
No, this is just stating that we did the 1 and 6 hearing and annual report.
Okay. So just a motion.
So moved.
Motion by Scott.
Second.
Seconded by Troy to approve resolution 23C-032. Call the roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. Item F, board to approve resolution 23C-034, authorizing Pat Somsky, grant administrator with the City of South Sioux City, as the authorized organizational representative for the U.S. Department of Energy Efficiency and Conservative Block Grant Program. Pat, welcome.
Hi, thank you. For those who don't know me, I'm Pat Somsky. I've served with the City of South Sioux City since 2019 as their grant administrator. And I have served various organizations and been with the county even years ago, working on grant applications probably for 43 years now. One of the things that has happened with grant applications, as you well know, is that it's all on a portal and everything is done electronically in terms of the applications, in terms of any of the reporting and all of that. The county was the recipient of a formula grant for $75,750. And we had written a letter to Chairman Kesey to see if the city could apply for that money if the county was not. And so this is what this relates to. In order for me to submit the application and to work with Sheree and Chairman Kesey on any of the processes, they require an authorized organizational representative. I have served in that capacity for all federal grants, all state grants with the city of South Sioux City since 2019. And it is annually reviewed, that position, with the county, with the city, and annually appoint me to that position so that I can do the portal and that. But I don't do anything without the commissioner's approval. So, i.e., the resolution for me to apply for and appoint me as your authorized organizational representative to apply for the grants, grant funds.
And that's just for this one, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any, you know, every time we go to conferences or meetings, grants really seem to be getting more
scarce,
harder. Well, there's some big dollars out there, but there also there's a lot of you know, a lot of the highway some highway transportation grants, things like that are really, they're talking about, you know, it's thousands of dollars, you know, the upfront money to apply for those. I mean, we hear, or I've heard of counties, you know, that have spent, you know, $20,000-$30,000 just for an application on those. Anyway, I guess my question is that from your perspective, is it hard, getting harder to do that, or what are your thoughts on applying?
Well, I know the city just received U.S. Department of Transportation TAP funds to do, it's a $3 million project that will do walkway area. I know we just received $1 million through the U.S. Department of Forestry to replace the emerald ash trees and to be able to then plant trees in that various locations. So my point is there is money out there to doing that, and there has been quite a bit with the ARPA, with the what they call the Inflation Reduction Act, and that's being funded a lot of funds for the transportation. I know the Department of Transportation, the RAISE grant, will be available come January. One of my jobs is to research and to make sure that we have our ducks in a row, so to speak, so that we're ready to apply. Because you want to be one of the first ones in, mm-hmm, for application. I have done some work with other grant writers, and they will charge up front for applications and thousands of dollars. I've done it on the side, and I have not, I've asked for reimbursement for my exact time, mm-hmm, but nothing inflated beyond that. So that just depends on who you contract with and what you do. But
If I may spin off on Chair Giese's, but the short 12 years that I've been around as a commissioner, grants for counties are in existence. Okay, and you've been in this business for a long time, correct? And I know the prior lady that did your job, the grant writing up at the city of South Sioux City, at one time the county board hired a gentleman from Allen or something to find grants for us, and that was kind of his expertise. And we spent thousands of dollars, and of course it comes down to, just like what Bob was saying, that you got to send off monies to get a book or whatever to see what grants are available. But it's real easy when you're a Class A city such as South Sioux City to be able to get grants, okay, and you have the right people in place to get those grants. But I've had conversations with administrator, Lance, you know, of different things that could have been possible for the county. And, of course, his answer is, and he's a grant writing, you know, he's a smart guy. But, hey, you need to do this or do that. We don't qualify. Counties are so limited on qualifying for grants, which is wrong, but that's just the way it is. So we went down that road where we tried finding a grant writer to find this monies, and there's nothing out there for counties. Unless you know something different. And even the time, like I said, prior to whoever was in your position, I forget her name, Kathy maybe, I don't even remember her name, but anyways, we even thought about trying to hire her on the side to maybe try to help us find monies, but it was a dead end for counties. But like I said, as a Class A city, yeah, those bike paths and trees and arbor this and arbor that and let's go hiking here, yeah, those things are there all day long, but the county has nothing. There's something different that I'm not aware of.
Well, there is money, yeah. I think, for counties, hey, and Pat, I would argue against that.
What
are we waiting for, then?
I can survey if the county can apply or they are a recipient of such a grant. I'm thinking of land and water conservation. We've got two grants that will replace two of our park structures. Place ground structures, and that comes up annually every year. And I know that the counties have been recipients of that.
Hey, Pat.
So I'll keep my mind open, or I'll keep my resources open.
Would you be interested if, at a point, a couple of us wanted to meet with you and just see? Would you be available to do some part-time stuff if it was something that you know, the county wanted to pursue, to look into some grant availability for us?
I would take it under advice.
Take it under advice. Yeah. So yeah, because right now there is a lot of money available. There's so much COVID money sitting out there. You just have to be able to find the way into it, and that's why people with your expertise are very, very valuable to cities. So.
Well, you know, and the other thing is, once you get the grants, to be able to manage them effectively, so the auditors are okay with it, both on the state and federal side, because I get audited, the city gets audited all the time, which means I get audited. Yeah. And so it's really important, if you're looking at $1 million or even $500,000, to make sure that the monies are handled in the right way that they want, and the reporting and that.
Sorry. Pat, are you full-time with the city?
I'm full-time right now for the city, although I'm hoping to go part-time here in the future.
Well, obviously things must have changed, but like I said, I know that we had a gentleman, you remember the guy, don't you? Mm-hmm. But anyways, it just seemed like it was just a dead end for us, that we couldn't find the monies and we didn't qualify for it, or it was very vague. How's that sound? And maybe it's changed, you know, since.
And people are better, a lot of people are better one thing than the other, and you know, maybe he just didn't have the avenues in. So.
Well, I'll certainly, I'm on a ton of listservs, meaning they come across my plate every day. And so I will certainly. With that in mind,
I appreciate that. I mean, the county.
Well, certainly.
We all got to work together. As a city, as a county, you know, everybody that's in this county, we should all work together.
Absolutely.
You know, and I stress that a lot. But I tell you what I'll do. I don't know if you have anything else to say, Pat?
No,
okay, thank you. But the board, I'll make a motion to approve the resolution 23C-034. Authorizing the grant administrator with the city of South Dakota to authorize the AOR for the U.S. Department of Energy Block Grant Program. Thank you.
Okay. Motion by Scott.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Marty to approve. Call the roll, please. Shereen.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes. Yeah, maybe we didn't have the right people in the right spots. I mean, I don't know.
Things are always changing. That's the one constant is change.
Unfortunately.
I think somebody way smarter than me came up with that.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Pat, I think it sounds like that she's going to want to do less work and more, so we might have to. But we'll use you while we can, if we can just talk to you down the road. But anyway, thank you. Thank you.
I have one question, please.
Yeah.
I need forms signed. Do I come back tomorrow?
She can sign it right now. You can take it with you, and then you can go about your way. How's that?
Yes, let's sign it right now.
Bob's signature.
Okay.
I don't
want
to
take everybody's time.
No,
save you a trip.
Save you a trip and you can get back to work.
True.
Okay, then we'll move on to item four, Jolene, Google's road report. Jolene.
Hello again.
Well, hello.
We had 316 hours maintaining, 13 hours on South Bluff, 4.5 hours on Gateway Drive, 7 hours on Fiddler Creek, 10 hours on North Bluff Road, 6 hours picking up garbage, 66 hours on gravel hauling. We hauled 878.68 tons of 3/4 clean out on the roads, and we hauled just under 300 ton of 3/4 clean into the yard. 11 hours on signs, and a request for grading. That's grading on 265th.
And I wanted to bring up while Jolene's here real quick, and you guys have questions for her, whatever, but remember last meeting, Tony came in, was talking about how we started the grading of his ditch out in front of his house, and he had his son here that mm-hmm. was bad talking Brent or whatever the case may be. But anyways, that next day we went out and met at 2:30 that afternoon. It was Brent, Jolene, and I. And looked at everything. And if you recall in that meeting when I even asked him, I was like, this does not look too steep to mow. And he was just like, oh, if you remember that. But anyways, went out there, looked at it, not too steep to mow. Aggregate was beautiful. The ditch was done beautifully. It just so happens we started on the 200th and we were heading towards the south, okay, with that. And what we did for him, we did a favor. And I told him right to his face, I says, and I'm just going to be honest with you, I said, 95% of the people in this county would give a nut with no anesthetic to have this done.
What?
That's right. it was beautiful.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry, we don't need to repeat it.
But anyways.
They would give their left arm.
They would give their left, yeah.
Got it.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyways, it was beautiful, okay? It was beautiful, is all I'm saying. And so I convinced him, and he was happy. And I said, if you want us to change something, we'll change it. But anyways, he's like, no, it's good. So anyways.
So yeah. That's done.
That's a done deal, which would, to me, yeah, I don't really know where he was coming from, but doesn't matter. But it was done properly, and it was beautiful. Yeah, yeah. So,
thank you.
Anyways.
All right.
Yeah, so in the next week or two.
I think I said testicle, but doesn't matter.
In the next week or two, we are going to be just north of the Homer shop. There is a box culvert on a curve that is too narrow, so we are looking and going and putting a culvert. Well, we've got to do about three of them culverts inside of it to extend the width of the road to kind of make that a little bit better. You guys are shaking your head like you're aware of
yep.
the situation there. So we're looking at about $12,000-$13,000 in culverts to, and then time to get that done. We did get our pickups picked up last week. There's a list of the surplus stuff that sold on Big Iron. We haven't received our check yet, so the next meeting we'll have a resolution or something to...
Everything brought good money, especially that grader. Wow.
Yeah.
Netted $67,506 after their fee, so it sold for $75,850.
Yeah, somebody from the Netherlands bought it. Yeah.
Wow.
So, in case you guys get phone calls, the Jackson High Bridge has been graffitied.
Yeah, I heard that today.
Yeah.
Is it bad?
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Spray paint? So, what do you mean?
Yeah. So we had a deputy go out and take pictures and make a report, and we're going to get out there and get that cleaned up. But it's very offensive. So if you guys get calls on that, we are going to take care of that as soon as possible.
What are you going to do to it?
Brent said something about maybe trying to sandblast it. If
If that isn't going to work, we might have just spray paint over it for now.
Is it just on the outside or the inside of the bridge? Or
it's
is it
all over, on the bridge, on the railings.
Really?
I got pictures.
I would like to see it.
Is there a place to put a camera there?
What's that?
Is there a place we could put a camera if we had to?
It's never happened.
Trail camera.
Trail camera.
Yeah.
If it happens once, it's going to happen again.
Probably.
Especially if it gets cleaned up.
Yeah, and then someone will
do it again.
Oh, maybe send them to my other phone. Sorry.
A fresh cord, a fresh canvas.
But any questions while I'm looking that up?
Anything else for Jolene on the road report? No?
No.
Okay. So we'll move on to B then, board to approve or not the CEC acceptance of proposal and survey fees for Like You Wanna paving project.
I have one more thing quick, Bob, before you get started. Who grades west of South Sioux, north of Highway 20?
Bless you.
Vernon.
Because I got a call a week ago from Paula Duggan, and she was Paula Stone, lives right on the farm, just if you can hit off 110 there. And she said that she wouldn't say how old she was, but in her entire life, she says the roads have been as good out in her neighborhood as she ever remembers.
Oh, good.
And she wanted me to have you to tell you that and to pass it on to your guy.
Perfect.
I bet when I started that, you didn't think that was coming, did you?
No, I was scared. Yeah,
write that down.
She's been very impressed, and I just wanted to make sure you were impressed.
I don't want Tinder.
Another thing I forgot to put up was Scott, he went to look at it this morning, the trees on 142nd Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked.
Yeah, big cottonwood trees. Yeah, if they're not on our right-of-way, I don't know why we have anything to do with them.
I haven't been out there to look. Different counties take different policy, follow state statute, and make people do their weeds, ditches, or weeds,
they're
trees, brush, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our policy's kind of been if it's in our right of way and it's causing a site distance or a problem, we'll take it out. But
ours is far enough back that it really doesn't seem to be a restriction, you know, visual when I pull up to it. Was that the complaint or was
he was just worried about it falling on the road, falling on a, you know, he said he was out mowing and a limb came down not too far from him.
So is it a non-issue then? I haven't seen it, Marty.
Well, I don't know. You know, a tree can fall anywhere.
Right.
I have some cottonwoods in my yard too that I know are going to come down. So I don't know.
I mean, talking about the they're not in the.
They're not a visual restriction when you pull up. Do you think, Scott?
No, they're back. They're behind the fence. They're behind the fence.
So I haven't drove by. I tried to look on Google Earth and it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah,
but
I would. Unless there's a visible deal that shows like that thing is cracked and going to come on our county road, I don't know if that would be our policy because we could be taking down trees for the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just
tell them and tell them. Yeah. Okay.
It's not on the right of way. And okay, so then B is that a board to approve the CEC acceptance of proposal and survey fees for Like You Want a paving project. Scott, you've been out there. Troy, you've been out there on this. This is for.
Yeah, we met. Troy and I and Brent and Jolene met with the engineers last week. I think it was the week before. But there's obviously a lot to it, you know, especially when there's a road that's 155th, and all of a sudden you come to a curve. That is almost a 90, which I didn't realize, and then it turns to Lake Iwana. So we all know there's a lot to it, drainage, making sure which water flows where. The conversation was the houses being low, lower than the road that is in existence, and if you put six inches of, I mean, some houses have ditches towards the east in front of their houses, and as you go farther west, probably half the houses do not have a good ditch system in front of their house. Now, where Mari wants to build, it's a pretty good ditch system that flows towards the east is what it does. So, yeah, I drove out there and seen it after we met with these guys. And, of course, like I told them, I said, it's real simple. Let's just go put some blacktop down and go with it, you know. Now they're talking the approaches onto Interstate 110. Supposedly there's a project maybe on 110 going to be taking place with the state. And so they'll probably do some type of an apron with concrete, you know, going out to that. So we just need to move forward and figure out what the cost. What was it, $4,700?
For the survey.
$4,705.
Yeah. For the survey.
For the survey.
And didn't they talk there might possibly have to have a turning lane? We'd stuff you have to check into. Yeah. And you might have to straighten out the road or put a stop sign and have a 90 there. And they have to check some of the bait. Didn't they talk about doing some boring to see if there's sugar sand is down below?
Yeah.
So it's kind of complicated.
$4,705 is for the survey.
$4,705 is for the survey. Yeah. I understood as that.
Yeah. So this would just be, this is kind of like a
start.
Like a feasibility study.
Yeah, they're going out there to look to check the elevations.
Yeah,
see what we can do with the drainage and the type of soils out there, but it's going to hold. Mm. You know, we talked about
two pitches.
Just doing asphalt, but then people start building houses out there. You got a bunch of cement trucks going up and down the road. So
right.
I think Scott asked maybe we need to look at asphalt and
get a bid both ways. On old
has Gene done anything out there?
Yeah,
yet?
It's all plotted. The stakes are all in for the lots. And I ran into Kenny Hornstein yesterday, and his brother would probably be doing the framing of the. The plan is that they're going to start a duplex yet this fall, from what I was told yesterday. But I didn't talk to Gene. I talked to the.
Well, I mean, we got to move forward.
Got to start somewhere. So
yeah, I'd say have the surveyors go up there and check her out, see what we got going on.
I'll make a motion to approve the CES acceptance of the proposal and survey fees for Lakeview Launch Paving Project.
I'd second that.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to approve. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, item C is discuss and approve or deny projects with monies from the American Rescue Plan relief funding. First item is the courthouse concrete work. Rodney, you want to, you're involved in this, so you want to just explain, come on up. Just explain, I think, so there's like six areas on the one that kind of really says what it is. So this is the courthouse sidewalk up front, out on the side where we're...
On the southeast corner.
Okay, stop. The first one is where?
At the front door. If you want to go around this way.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
So
anything with the blue dot.
Anything with the blue dot.
If if you want to mark out there, anything that he marked with the blue dot is what's going to get replaced.
So me and Troy went around and we marked everything, but it starts at the front door, and we want to get rid of the pavers and have that all concreted also. But anyway, most of it there's chunks, you know, from here, and it's all started from a citizen complaint, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Being unsafe, you know, the rises in the concrete. So there's a large piece out front by the flag area that, you know, there's no flag area there. And then over here.
By that drop box?
Yep, by that drop box, it's all falling in.
Yeah.
And then continuing around to the big door, there's a bunch of metal that's in there. It's been cut off. It's pretty unsafe. So we want to get rid of those pieces. And
up on the step,
Up in the step, in the entry, that's all broken, so that would all be replaced. And then, of course, where there's no concrete, you know, where we want to get that repaired. And then continuing on, there's still some rises there also that need to be replaced.
And then
there's one more piece behind... behind the old firehouse that there's two that I don't know what they were for. They were for a tank or
Footings for a water tower, weren't they?
So
the,
yeah,
that's what I thought they were, footings for the water tower. But anyways, we talked about.
So they're only about a foot wide, but probably 5 feet long, both of them, and they need to be undergrade and removed. And whether the county does them, you know, whether they can, rent a chisel for their bobcat or, but everybody I took around here. I made sure that that was in the bid.
Yeah.
So we have those then. That's it, right, Rodney? Those.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums up the project. So you see the
had bid. A lot of people come and unclear why I only got two bids. So.
Well, that's okay.
Spent a lot of time on it, you know. Honestly.
Well, thank you.
Well, no, that's my job. I'm just, you know, I was. Surprised we only got two people to bid on it.
Tis the season, I suppose. Everybody's winding down for the year.
Well, they even came back because, you know, I called Troy. I said, Troy, I need you back here because I lost count of where I was at, you know, because I didn't mark them the first time. And they even came back again. But anyway.
So you got the EB and you got Concrete Plus.
Yep.
So one's $15,230 and the other one's $22,821. Correct. Am I seeing that correct? Okay, now.
And they do have, I think both of them do have behind the firehouse separate bid. Is that, am I correct?
Yeah, the one, it was 14,742, and then it says the foundation below, subgrade new asphalt parking lot, above it was 488.
Okay.
On the EV. And this other one, I don't know if there's a different price. Doesn't matter at the end of the day. Just
I think there is, but
yeah, it's $7,000.
So, are these both going to be done this year once we approve these?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, obviously, we got 22,821, and we're comparing apples to apples, correct?
That's correct. Okay. That's why we needed Troy back here so we can mark it.
So we're apples to apples. So, yeah, it definitely needs to be done. That concrete needs to be poured. We need before the 15th because we know that we have whatever asphalt company I think. And they could call and say, hey, sooner the better. So whatever we do today, I would say put that on the list of priority to get that taken out first behind the fire hall, just to make sure that when they show up for the asphalt that they ain't going to hold them up because they're going to do the front.
So you're asking whoever we hire that I speak to them and have them
get rid of that first. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's most important.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because once they show up to do this, they're gonna want to do that at the same time. Meaning the asphalt people out front here. Was that Barkley that did that? I don't remember who.
I think it was Barkley.
Was it Barkley? Frank? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But anyways, so EV contracting between the two of removing that and the concrete of doing around the facility that you and Troy have marked the 15,230. I'll make a motion on the ARPA funds to get the contract, or to get the concrete proposal. And get it done, fixed, giddy up.
Right on.
So, before anyone seconds it, this has a lot more substance to it, this estimate, than this one does. So, these are both doing the same, everything the same?
Plus, I asked you, apples to apples?
Yes.
You walked over everything with everybody?
The same. That's why everything was marked.
Yeah, one is just clearer, yeah, Brian, than the other, but they're the same.
I know in this one it says they're doing all that. I don't know in this one they're doing all that.
Right, right.
I don't like that part.
Everybody writes estimates a little differently.
Well, I understand that, but this one I like better.
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, what we could do, Brian, is approve the 15 one contingent upon them knowing that
all this.
Look, it's all right. These, right?
So I'd be happy with that.
We could do that.
I like this one, just the way they spelled it out.
So does that make sense, Rodney?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so, Brian, do you want to make that motion?
Yeah, I'll do that. Make a motion for EV as long as they're going to do everything as on as well as on this one as the concrete clause.
Okay.
Have the same thing.
All right. I'll second that. So I would just, Rodney, show the...
Did I make a motion already?
Scott made a motion.
Scott did, so...
It was never seconded.
Oh, I see.
So you can withdraw your motion at this time.
I ain't withdrawing nothing. I don't really give two shits. I'll withdraw it. I'll withdraw my motion and go with Brian's motion and Bob's second. How's that sound?
Okay. Okay. Ronnie, so just they know that, look, these guys spelled it out.
Yeah.
Make sure we're on the same page and away we go.
Ronnie knows what he's doing.
Away we go.
Don't you kid.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? If not, call the roll, please, Sheree.
All right. Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's do Jolene's next so she can leave. Purchase County.
She likes being here.
Property in front of County Road Shop. Hover. Yes. No.
I marked out a map, so it might be a little easier to see.
But you know what, though? I don't know about you guys, but I was totally looked at this way differently until I went out there and looked at it. Because the 1.375.9623 acres did not make sense, but it does now after I went out there and looked at it.
So you can see my...
Well, I understood it before.
did you?
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I thought it went farther to the north.
Okay.
And so that was my problem. I thought it went farther to the north. So when I went out there, I mean, I understood that it was surveyed. But when I went out there and looked at it, and where he was talking about the road when I talked to UTEC, I thought it was like, I was like, there's no way that's 1.375 acres. I was like, that's way more. So then Jolene and I went out there the day we walked around, and she showed me exactly what it was. Now it makes sense.
Yeah. So then I did a little map. The yellow line is where he drives back into his field currently. The blue is the 1.357 acres, and the red is the area that he farms. We mow everything else. So.
And his farming area was what, 0.7 something?
Did everybody get a copy? 0.7
mm-hmm.
acres.
Yeah.
So
roughly.
The blue is his now.
Yes.
That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Okay.
That whole, and we mow everything that's not in the red triangle.
Okay.
So the blue goes across the road to the south. That's his as well.
It crossed our driveway. Yeah.
So we have an easement.
Well, that's what I was wondering. We must, because I think there's an easement for him to get back to his field, so we should probably have one there, I would think.
So, basically what the conversation was, and I think I told everybody I was going to call Greg, and I called Greg, I think at the meeting we talked about it, and he basically said he's going to talk to Amy, because he owns everything to the west, his mother-in-law owns everything to the east, and then we had another conversation that we were going to meet up, but it dried up, and they started farming. Okay, so I did not get to sit down and talk to him. I told him we were going to discuss it, and I just kind of wanted to know what his thought process is on the dollar amount, and I never heard back from him. So, of course, like I said, he's in the field. So, mm-hmm. You know, we mow everything except what's in the red that he farms. So, and this is the deal, folks, is the green towards the highway, North Bluff Road, is very, very low, and it's very wet. And you can see to the north, we're going to have to put in a road right by the culverts there on North Bluff Road. We will have to put something there to give him access to that field. And I have no idea what that... I don't know what he's going to want for the land, and I don't know what it's going to cost to put that culvert in. I think it's in... I think it's a good idea to purchase it if we can get it done right for the money, because we definitely are landlocked on the back side, and obviously everybody's been out there and it's all hill from the shed to down to that first road, you know. So definitely landlocked.
Is that where you would put a culvert in?
Yeah, we're thinking right in here somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Away from that culvert. Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a dumb question. We own this, right? This green?
Behind the...
Yeah, that's a county road. That is a county road, that bottom road. It says North Winford Drive.
Yeah, we own
that's a county road.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I guess, I mean, we can't do anything. We don't know what the price is. So
just keep working on it.
So, yeah, I'll get a hold of him again and just find out exactly what his price is and see where he's at, if there's any negotiating or if that's what it is, and then we'll get it on the next agenda and see if we can get it purchased, if that's what we decide to do.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything
Thanks.
Else?
Anything else for Jolene while we got her?
Thank you.
Thank you.
The trucks, the two trucks that we went and picked up, the other truck is going to go to Rodney when?
They're working on getting the mud flaps, nerf bars.
Trying to make sure everything's good for him, like the tires and et cetera, to make sure that it's going to be winter ready.
Okay. Yeah, please. We're just trying to get the other two set up. So.
Yep, I understand.
And then,
Is it okay if I put over there?
You don't have to stop with just one.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what he said.
He just wanted to know if he can go over and clean it up. And
oh, yeah.
Over.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Lastly is, well, the next item is the courthouse tree removal out here. So I gave you guys a picture or two pictures. I took those today. One is across. The top one is, of course, across the street looking at our trees out there. The bottom one is some maple trees down by the, what is that, guys?
A mental, the Siouxland Health.
Siouxland Health building.
Right across, yeah, by the old Boys and Girls Home.
Anyway, nice tree. So I guess my thoughts on this was I'd like to start over. If you look on the top picture, I mean, I don't know how long those trees have been here. This courthouse has been here since, well, the original was built in 1940. And I'm not sure they're from 1940, but they're old trees. And we've been pulling trees out of there and cutting them for years and years. And as you can see, what's left is a little, I think it's ugly. So I just think, me personally, in the big scheme of things, that we, my preference is to start over, take those out, put in like six of these ones you see in the bottom picture.
What kind of trees are the ones in the bottom, Bob?
The red maple.
Red maple.
Yeah. Nice looking tree, as you can see, nice shape, etc. One stem on the trunk. Anyway, so we got bids for removing those trees for six or 58. One was 58 and one was 4,500. And then part two of that is, of course, the other trees. I've looked at pricing other trees. And they're probably going to be, we're not going to spend as much for new trees as we would to take the old ones out, but that's, I guess that's neither here nor there. So anyway, that's my thoughts on those guys. So I'll throw that out for discussion.
I don't know. I know Rodney's got cones out in front of one of the trees because it is cracked. So
Rodney, what's the story on that tree?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. I didn't email everybody, but when Jeff's tree service came here, he actually pointed it out that tree is cracked in a few places, and it's going to fall down.
Okay.
He said if this was my tree, I would cone that off. So I took his advice, and I believe I only sent the email to Troy and Scott and Sheree and Bob. I'm sorry. I let
whatever.
Out. No,
whatever.
I'm sorry.
Whatever you guys are doing, you know, it's not important.
I'm sorry. I'll start adding you guys to that, to those emails. But kind of just the grounds people got the email. But anyway, that tree is about to fall down. It's in bad disrepair. And if nothing else, that tree needs to come down.
Regardless.
Yeah. Well, that tree does need
to. That tree is that one?
It's on the very corner.
You know what it is?
It's a hackberry.
Hackberry, okay.
Yeah.
The problem with some of these trees, they just weren't taken care of. And they weren't trimmed when they were supposed to be trimmed back years ago. And that's why they're spread out like that.
That's the weird thing, is you got to keep on.
You got to do it every year.
From me looking at him, I see that hackberry's got to go, and there's one other ash tree that's pretty tired. I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about them. I know how Bob feels about them, but the other ones are you know, as far as survival, they look fine.
More than
likely, my decision. That's you guys' call.
More than likely, in the next 5 years, I think, you know, the predictions are that we're going to lose all our ash trees in the with the ash borer beetle.
Yeah.
A lot of the ashes are dying now. I just hate to get rid of a, you know, a viable tree because it takes so long to get a tree back.
Heck yeah.
That is correct.
You know, I don't know if it. We can look at it in a lot of different ways. The tree in the corner that split up has to go, we know. There's the one right there that is probably 30% of its dead, probably should go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other, the one that's closer up to the front is borderline, maybe in a couple, 2 or 3 years it needs to go. So, you know
what I think happened, Scott, over the years? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think, you know, at one time maybe they did. You know, they were kind of scattered around and looked nice, but we've been taking trees out and packing them up for a long time, and that's how we ended up with, you know, some really ugly trees and a lot of them over that way. And
was there any on this one?
Your ugly tree is my tree with character.
I know.
Was there any on
this? But anyway, I just think long term,
I've seen them.
Yeah, I think it's a good investment. But that's just me. What?
We have a tree on the roof. Do we need to take that one down?
We do?
I would say that one should go.
Not on my roof.
Is it really?
All right,
Randy. I know it's not your roof either, but...
Scott? Anyway, so... Yes, no. Ugly.
When were they put in?
Yes.
Not that many years ago. Those short ones along the sidewalk.
Well, it was probably 3 years ago. Yeah. Kevin and I did that.
Yeah.
And what kind of trees are those?
Those are Cleveland pear.
Cleveland pear trees.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be, they're not tall. They won't get tall.
Oh, they'll get 30 foot tall.
Will they?
Wow.
Well, they haven't grown
that much. But thinner like that.
Right.
Not a big. They wouldn't be as big around as these down here. Ones, the other picture I have here. So if you like what Kevin and I did with the 8 trees along the sidewalk, just think on that on the other side, guys. Big picture now, long term. After you're long gone, they'll say, "Boy, those guys did a hell of a job with those trees back in the day."
I don't know, Bob. My guys might not say that.
But I don't care. I mean, it's up to you. If you want to...
Yeah, it's... Well, the one's got to go for sure, and I don't know. It is... I have a lot of trouble, you know, spending money for beautification of the courthouse when I don't know that a lot of people give that money. That's the top of their list.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we know for sure the ash trees are all going to be dead in 5 years and that one's got to go, then we're only one tree away from...
Right. And it's, and it's also ARPA. It's also ARPA.
It is ARPA. I know. That's our easy answer. And I think that's a heck of a bid to take those trees down and remove the stumps. I think the SWIT guys gave us a really good bid.
Well, they've been the ones been cutting on them for years.
Yeah.
They've already made $10,000 on cutting our trees down before. Yeah. So
They're great local guys. Mm-hmm. They do a great job for us.
Anyway... So I'm going to make the motion that we do it, and we'll see what happens.
I'll second.
All right.
But what's the deal on the new trees? Do we have are we going to set a price limit on those? Or I think we need to definitely do some investigation of that. If we get a little bigger tree moved in with a tree spade, that's going to be a tree.
Well, you know, like you said, get a hold of your Hardington people, maybe get a hold of Lutz, have somebody do a picture for them.
That's a good idea.
We want to make it look good around here. Let's make it look good around here.
Right. Right.
I know.
Well, I've already looked into it, so I'm ready to go.
Mm. How large a tree would you like?
Well, you know, did you
look in the trees?
They're like 20. They're like 20 foot tall now.
Right now?
You know, yeah.
And they dig them in by hand.
Mm,
or do they move with tree space?
That's the next.
I know.
That's the next
issue. I'm thinking. I just want to make sure we're thinking of what 20 feet is, because that's a pretty good sized tree.
A big tree.
That's a big, big tree.
So are they going to put more on this side,
too? No, it's not that big. It's so like twice the size of that guy there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, it's easily, you know, you can move it around.
Okay, well, first of all, it's real simple. It's real simple math. We're going to take $4,500 to take these trees out, and you said it's going to be $250, probably $500 a tree installed. If you're going to do worst case scenario.
Yeah, but
so you're going to have $3,000 to $4,000 put in trees.
But if you get ones moved into the tree spade, they're going to be
$1,500.
Yeah, a little more.
Right.
So we're probably talking $10,000-$15,000 to remove these and put new trees in.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe less.
I don't think so. I think it'll be less to put in the new trees, what I'm thinking, than what this is going to cost us to take them out.
Hey, we spent $500,000 on architects for a jail that didn't happen, so who gives a shit about $10,000?
All right, we got a motion and a second.
One more question on this.
Yes.
It says six trees, same price. So we only have five on the Swick JS Brothers. There's only five there.
Roddy called them, and they said it's all the trees.
Okay. Yeah. It says the very top, if you notice, they wrote in
there. Yeah, later, it said that, but six trees, same price.
Make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't take down that eagle. And Kevin did a lot of hard work on that, driving around collecting money.
I don't want to touch that.
Oh, no. But anyways, there's six trees out there.
There is six trees.
Six trees.
And they know that. Swick knows that.
I said that.
Roddy called them on it.
Yep. I sent an email, and then I contacted him.
All right, motion and second to approve then the taking out the trees. So let's go with that, Sheree.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Man. Yeah, yes.
What do you see? You see beauty out there? Or is that what you're...
I just can't take the trees down.
I know. I'm gonna say no.
Okay. All right.
Which is... You know,
that's fine.
But I'm fine with whatever.
Okay.
You're not because you said no.
I know. I know that you guys are going to vote for it, and it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
When you're on committees, people don't always agree with everything, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't want everyone agreeing with everybody on everything.
All right. Then let's go, then, speaking of committees, to Commissioner Committee Report, Scott. Anything?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. There was some stuff. Hang on. Let me think here real quick. I did. I took Jolene and Keeman down. We picked up those trucks the other day. Let's see. What else was there? We met with that one dude on the road department that I talked about that already. And I don't know. It seemed like it's been a busy couple weeks, but it's been productive. And then what's his name? Rick Bosquet got rid of all those trees.
I heard that.
Okay. And Brent's supposedly going to go out there. He said it's going to be a simple fix.
Perfect.
Okay. To get the drainage and get the seed down. So, we're good there. Yeah.
Okay. Brian?
Nothing right now.
Okay. Marty?
I had the Region 4 Board of Governors meeting over there in Norfolk. And I was pulled aside at the end of the meeting because... Apparently, with one of the Dakota County transfers to Faith Regional there was a situation where they didn't want to take our person because of they didn't have a clearance from a hospital. And they informed me, which I think the sheriff already knew, is we don't have to have, and just pass that on, and I did talk to the sheriff about it, we don't have to have them at a hospital before we take them there. That's not... Their lawyers, they don't believe that's the way the statute reads, and that if we show up there with somebody that, you know, it's a hospital, if they don't want a medical clearance there, then that be the case. But
they have an emergency room.
Yeah, so that's, I ran into Sheriff out of Tony Gomez's deal, and we talked about that, so I did let him know that. So apparently there was an incident.
Yeah,
last
week.
She filled us in with another lady.
Guilty.
Yeah, okay, good. Good. And then I went out to Tony's grand opening for his new building, and they had all the dignitaries there from the chamber and Sioux City's chamber, and they had food, they had everything. And he's got a new pallet machine that can make 4 pallets a minute. So now they can make 2,000 a day. And then before that, they were making 2,000 a day. So they can make 4,000 pallets a day. And they got a place to get rid of every one of them.
No kidding.
It's crazy, crazy. And within 90 miles. Get rid of 4,000 a day. But no, that was very nice, and that's all I got.
Good, good. Troy?
I had North Star Region 4 in Norfolk. Talked about just vehicles, trying to get some vans, trying to get rid of some old vans. They're going to sell one of the houses in Wayne. And I guess that's about it for that. Planning and zoning, the big topic was the pipeline again. And those gentlemen were there, and they really want to press forward. And it sounds like it's still where it was before.
I see the Summit one in Iowa.
They got shot down. Yeah.
Yeah, Iowa. They abandoned it in the Summit one. Anything else, Troy?
That's all I got.
The only thing I have is I don't know who's going to the conference in December. If you are, you need to register. And then the other question I had was on the senior center. At one time we were looking at bids. Was it in their court to get?
It was in their court to get the bids. She said she didn't have a problem getting the bids.
And if they got bids, like Rodney got bids, you know, if they went out and got some legitimate bids, because the one bid they had was beyond ridiculously high. So hopefully they do get some bids.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's coming back to us.
Okay.
At least I hope so. And that's been a couple of meetings. That's been a month ago.
Because they had one piece of concrete without tearing any out. That was 28 by 10. Rodney has 1,400 square foot of concrete. Granted, theirs is 6 inches and his is 4 inches. They're tearing all this out, and their bid was 10,000 more than Rodney had on the 7 pieces. So.
Yeah.
Well, was that Peters?
I can't even remember who's there, but it was higher than
I think it was Peters.
I just wanted to make sure that
Peters and Moore.
And I thought that the ball was in their court.
Yeah, it is. 100%.
Getting estimates. So, anyway, Cherie, any emergency mail business?
I'm like a dog. No. Sitting in front of the heat.
Okay.
Ryan? I can make a motion to adjourn.
Hey, one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
Situation with the auditor, or we're following up on. On the issue with the audit where they had some monies that...
Yeah.
We haven't done anything yet.
But we have a plan to follow up on that.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we do. So, is that a second?
I'm not seconding
it. I'm not seconding anything either. Dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I make a motion to adjourn. Do you?
Yeah, and you have to do it, so just shut up and just say
I'll second it,
thank
Ryan.
You.
All in favor.
Aye.
All opposed. We are adjourned.
Hey, listen. We are adjourned.